All right, it's good to be with all of you today.
很高兴又和大家在一起。
I've had something sad happen in my life over the last month.
牧师他的上一个月，他生活中发生一些很悲痛的事情。
My father, who was 97 years old, passed away about a month ago in California.
牧师的父亲已经97岁了，他上个月在加州去世了。
And perhaps has happened to some of you if you've had something tragic happen or you've lost a loved one.
也许在座各位也经历过类似的情形，你们所爱的人离你们而去。
Many of my friends and people from our church have reached out and they've sent me cards.
牧师他们教会的人给他表达了很多的安慰，送给他卡片。
I got a very unusual card a week ago.
他上个星期收到一个不同寻常的卡片。
There was a verse on the card from Scripture, and it had a different message than all the rest of the cards that people had sent me.
这个卡片上面写了几句话，是很不一样的。
It said, "Rejoice in all the good things that God has given you."
他说，你们要享受人生中神赐给你们好的事情。
When I got that card, at first I thought, "That's odd," because my father just passed away.And this person is telling me to rejoice in the good things that God has given me.
他刚一看到卡片觉得很奇怪，因为他父亲刚刚过世，怎么可能是好的事情呢？
But the more I thought about it, the more I appreciated the many things that God had done around my father's passing.
但是他思考过后，意识到在他父亲过世前后左右发生了一些事情。
And while losing this man that I loved so much was a sad thing in my life, there were many good things that I could be thankful for around that whole situation.
虽然失去一位亲爱的人是个悲伤的事情，但是在那个事情发生了前前后后，有许多别的事情让他很蒙福。
I was thankful that I had a good relationship with my father throughout my life.
他感谢神让他和他的父亲一生都能保持很好的关系。
I was thankful that God brought us to California right before he went in the hospital, and we got to share some great times during the last few days of his life.
他感谢神在他父亲住医院之前就带他到加州，让他和他父亲能够有很好的交通。
And I'm thankful for the way that this event brought my family together, where we have not been together very often, and we came together for a memorial service for him.
他也感谢神借着父亲的离世把他们全家人从各个方向召集起来，他们平时很少有机会一家人聚在一起。
But it illustrated the truth to me that we all have a choice to make when bad things happen to our lives. How are we going to respond to those things?
他想到，在我们人生中面临坏的事情的时候，我们其实可以做一个选择，如何面对。
That's what I want to look at with you today, as we looked at this verse. How can God bring good things out of bad? How can we trust him to do those things?
所以今天我们所要看的经文就告诉我们如何在面临困境的时候看到神美好的旨意。
Life is hard. It's hard for you whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian. It's hard whether you're living in China or America. Hard things happen in our lives wherever you go, whatever age you are today.
生活是很艰难的，不论你是在中国还是美国，不论你是年长年少，你都会面临很艰辛的生活。
Maybe you feel a little bit like the man I read about this week. He was taking his two-year-old son through the grocery store to buy groceries.
他今天早上读到一个故事，有一个人带着他两岁的儿子去商店买东西。
As he walked along, his two-year-old was doing what all two-year-olds do. He was kicking and screaming and grabbing things and causing a big scene.
因为小孩子很小，他就一边走一边就摸摸这儿动动那儿，然后又不老实。
As he walked through the store, the man kept saying, "Danny, it'll be okay. Danny, just a little bit longer. Hold on, Danny. Come on, you can do this, Danny."
他一路上就不断地跟他儿子说，你再坚持一会儿，我们马上就好了。
A woman heard him saying all this and walked up to him and said,You know, I'm sorry that you're having such a difficult time with your son, Danny.
有一个旁边一个女的听到他们的对话就过来说，哎呀，我很遗憾你和你的儿子 Danny 要在这儿受这个罪。
And to which he said, Actually, my son's name is Chris. My name is Danny.
然后他说，其实我儿子叫 Chris， 我叫 Danny。
Maybe you found yourself that way. You're in a difficult situation, and you keep telling yourself, "Hey, you can do this. I'm going to make it. I've just got to get through this."
也许在你的生活中也正在经历类似的情形，你不断的鼓励自己说，我可以挺过去的。
But I think God wants us to do more than just survive the bad things that happen in our life. He wants to use those things for good.
但是牧师相信，神的旨意不仅仅是要让我们能够挺过去，而且是让我们能够从中得益。
So we're going to look at a few truths from the book of Romans in chapter 8 in how God can do that and how we can cooperate with him in allowing good to come out of bad in our life.
所以今天就请大家看一看罗马书第八章，看一看神是怎样从坏事中做出好的事情，并且看一看我们要怎样与神同工来达到这个目的。
I want to invite you to open up a Bible to Romans chapter 8 and let's discover together.
请大家打开罗马书第八章，我们一起来看。
One of the first things that God shows us in verse 17 is that we need to be prepared to endure bad things with God.
罗马书第八章十七节就对我们讲到，我们要和他一同受苦。来度过人生中的难关。
Verse 17 says, Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
十七节说到，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Paul says, you need to be prepared if you're going to follow Christ all the time and all the way, that some of that will endure some hardships and some suffering as a Christian.
保罗说，如果你们要是一生一直跟随神的话，就要做好准备，做好吃苦的准备。
There are people in our country and in Africa where I do a lot of ministry that are called prosperity preachers.
在美国和在世界好多别的地方，有的牧师就非常热衷于宣讲这种富裕这种好生活的这种讲道。
Many of them are on TV and you will hear them saying, God wants you to be rich and God wants you to have perfect health and God wants only good things for your life.
这些牧师在电视上对众人宣讲说，神希望你能富有，神希望你能有好的健康，神希望你能拥有一切好的东西。
Then they'll tell you that the way to be rich is to send them $1,000 and then God will bless you.
然后他们又会说，你们想要致富，就要给这个牧师寄$1,000的奉献，他们以后就可以富起来了。
This passage here, Romans 8:17, and many others throughout the scriptures show us that God wants to use good times and hard times in our life, and he does not just protect us as a Christian from bad things ever happening to us.
但是刚才念到十七节，很清楚地讲到，还有圣经中其他许多别的地方也很清楚地表明，神不仅仅是让我们享福，他也是要让我们同他一同受苦。
I had a woman come visit me a few weeks ago who had been listening to our sermons on the computer on our podcast.
有一个人，他一直在网上收听牧师的讲道。
She sounded like she was a Christian, but she was.Confused and struggling, and she wasn't sure if she wanted to keep following Jesus or not.
她听起来好像是个基督徒，但是呢，她又很那个不太明白，不知道是不是要继续跟随主。
She said this to me. So you're telling me if I follow God and become a Christian, that I can still have financial struggles, rebellious kids, my spouse might die, and I might lose my job.
他说听了你的讲道，我觉得好像我跟随主以后，我还是会有财务上的困境，我的孩子还是不听话，我的配偶可能也会离我而去，我的工作也可能不稳定。
He said, if all of these things could happen to me and I'm a Christian, then why be a Christian at all? Why not just go it on my own and forget about God?
他说如果这些事情照样会发生的话，那我做基督徒有什么好处呢？还不如我就自己去自己一个人。去奋斗。
It's a good question. Perhaps some of you are even newer Christians, and maybe you know, you've run into some hardships, and you're wondering, is God really real? Will he really make a difference in my life?
这是一个很好的问题，也许在座的很多新近成为基督徒的人也在思想这个问题，如果他们是基督徒的话，他们生活中的困境为什么不迎刃而解呢？
What I told her a few weeks ago and I'll tell you today is that the biggest difference is that as a Christian you go through hardships with all the resources of Christ in your life to deal with those.
牧师上几周讲到，作为基督徒在我们面临困境的时候，我们其实可以得到全世界你能得到所有的最好的支持从神那里。
God sent, he said he will send the rain to fall on the Christian and the non-Christian alike. And we will all face the same kinds of situations in our life.
就像圣经说到，神降雨给义人也给歹人。作为每一个人在世上，我们都会面临同样的处境。
But as a Christian, you have a variety of resources with Jesus in your life.
但是作为基督徒，有主耶稣在我们的生命中，我们就得到了额外充分的这种资源。
You first of all have the wisdom of God's word as you look and ask for God to give you instruction, to give you encouragement, to teach you how to deal with these hardships.
因为你手中有了圣经，那就是神的智慧，你虚心向神求教，让他指示你当走的路。
You also have the guidance of the Holy Spirit in your heart. That He wants to be your counselor. He wants to direct your paths. He wants to be your comforter.
你的心中也有圣灵的引导，他会安慰你，教导你。
You have the power of prayer to turn to God. And as you pray, He will actually be able to change some things in those bad situations.
你还拥有祷告的大能，你时刻都可以向神求告，让他在关键时刻改变一些事情的本质。
And if he won't, doesn't, if he chooses not to change all the circumstances, he can change you. He can change your attitude and help you to deal with those hard things better.
如果神不愿意改变你所处的环境，他会改变你，改变你的品质，让你能够胜任，能够顺利通过考验。
And another great resource that we have who follow Christ is each other, the church.The family of God that can come together and support one another through difficult times.
另外一个资源就是身边的基督徒，我们教会的弟兄姐妹，他们一同和我们一同受苦，一同的悲哀，一同的度过难关。
One of my favorite musical groups is the band U2.
牧师最喜欢的音乐团体叫就是那个 U2.
They sang a song that.It really throws out this question. It's called "With or Without You."
他们唱了一首歌，表达了类似的想法，就是和你一起，还有你或者没有你。
It's a choice that you and I face every time we deal with a difficult situation. Am I going to do it with you, God, or without you, and try to just do it on my own?
就是我们这些人平时经常面对的一个选择。当我们遇到困难的时候，我们是要有神还是没有神？
So be prepared to face difficult things, but to do it with God.
所以做好准备，忍受苦难，但是一定要和神一起。
Here's a second truth Paul teaches us from Romans 8.
罗马书第八章还有另外一个教导。
Verse 18, he says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
十八节说，我想现在的苦处若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
That phrase, I consider, means I evaluate, I view, I believe, I decide to see it this way.
我想这两个字表达的含义就是，我坚信，我有信心，我选择去这么想。
And Paul is saying, when I weigh on a scale,The seriousness of how hard life is right now and this bad thing I'm going through.
保罗当时想的就是在人生的天平上，在困苦的那一边的重量。
But I weigh that against the glory of God and how great heaven will be and how amazing life will be with Him in heaven.
相比较与神那丰盛的恩典和荣耀， 两二者在这个天平上来相对比。
He says there's no comparison.
是没有可比性的。
It's not worth it.
根本就无法无可比拟。
It's like you're walking down the street and you see a penny on the ground. It's not worth bending down to pick it up because it's hardly worth anything.
就像你在街上走，脚底下踩了一分钱，根本就不值得你弯腰去把它捡起来。
Or you're getting ready for breakfast and you take the last of the cereal out of the cereal box and there's only about this much left. It's not worth keeping anymore.
就好像你吃早饭的时候，你那个早那个 cereal 的盒子倒空了，里面还剩下两片。
Or if you're married and your wife or your husband does something that really annoys you and they keep doing it over and over again, but it's really not a big deal and you say, ah, it's really not worth arguing about. I'm just going to let it go.
I don't get this.
You got that one? No, okay. I think they got it. Is it worth focusing all of your attention now on the hard things that are happening in your life?
就是如果你现在只是专注于你眼前的这点小困难的话，
Paul says it doesn't compare with what heaven will be like, the future glory of God.
保罗说你眼前这些苦楚比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，真是微不足道。
I was watching television the other night on 2020, they had a special about heaven.Maybe some of you saw that.
牧师看了一个电视节目，里面讲到天堂。
Barbara Walters was interviewing all of these different people. What did they think heaven was like?
主持人去采访了很多人，问他们天堂什么样。
And of course, being the country that America is, they had to ask a movie star what he thought heaven was going to be like.
因为我们在美国，所以他肯定会去问一个电影明星。
Like he really has a clue.
就好像电影明星什么都知道似的。
But we just listen to all these famous people like they really think they know what life's about.
但是观众还是要听这些名人他们的想法，天堂是什么样呢？
And so here comes the heartthrob Richard Gere, and he said, "I think that this is heaven. We're in heaven right now on this earth."
他们采访一个老帅哥理查吉尔，理查吉尔说。我认为天堂就在现今，现今就是天堂。
When I read about what God tells us about heaven, and when I read the newspaper and look around at what life is like now, I don't think we're there.
但是牧师知道圣经里面对天堂的描述是什么样的，在对比他看到的新闻，他觉得天堂不在现今。
One of the things that has helped Christians for centuries to deal with hardships is knowing.That at some point this earthly life of difficulties will end and we will live with God for eternity in a real place called heaven with no pain and no sin.
从古到今的基督徒他们都有这样的认知，相对于地上这些痛苦的生活，天堂的荣耀是非常值得盼望的。
King David, the writer of the Psalms, wrestled through many hardships in his life and he found a patternof how to change his thinking about his problems.
大卫王他曾经写了很多诗篇，描述他所经历的患难，他对患难有了明确的认识。
He would always start with the present. He would say, "This is my present painful predicament. This is the difficulty I'm in. This is how bad I feel right now." And he'd share that with God.
他的诗篇通常是一开始先描述他眼下的困境是多么的困难。多么的这个不好，然后呢，他把这些都告诉神。
But then he would move from there to considering the person and the promises and the provision of God, and his whole perspective would change.
然后他就转眼仰望神，想到神的意念、神的旨意，然后他的所有的想法就都转变了。
Some of you are probably creative like I am. I like to make things.
你们可能有的人像牧师一样，富于创造力，喜欢做东西。
Wherever I've lived, I've poured a lot of my energy and creativity into gardening, into landscaping, creating beautiful places in our backyard where I can enjoy God's creation.
他非常喜欢做园艺，他每当做这些事情的时候，就很享受神造万物的这种喜悦。
Right now, I'm building a small pond in our backyard that I'm going to have a fountain in.
他现在在自家的后院里面要做一个小池塘，还要做一个瀑布。
We had a party last week at our house where we invited the church to come over for a party.
他们上个星期请教会的弟兄姐妹到家里面聚会。
As much as I wanted to finish the pond, it wasn't even close. All there was a big hole in the ground.
他虽然一个劲儿地赶，想把那个池塘造好，但是呢，开 party 的时候，那个池塘还是一个大黑洞。
Many people looked at that ugly hole in the ground and said, Hey, Pastor Dave, what's with the ugly hole in the ground?
那些客人看到地上有一个大坑，都说，哎呀，Dave牧师，你家这个地上怎么这么难看啊？
I said, in time, that ugly hole will be a beautiful pond with a fountain coming out of it.
他就解释说，过些日子，这个丑陋的大黑洞就会变成一个美丽的小池塘，并且还会有一个喷泉。
God wants us to look at those difficult and perhaps even ugly things in our life the same way and allow Him to bring something beautiful out of what looks like something ugly right now.
神的旨意也是如此。他希望我们在看到眼前的这个丑陋的景象的时候，可以和他一起能够知道，日后他会使丑陋变为美丽。
Let's see what else Paul says back in Romans about how God can do this.
我们看一看在罗马书中保罗是如何解释的。
Verse 19, For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God.
19-21, 受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
Paul is saying here that not only do we experience hardship, but nature itself is experiencing hardship.
保罗说，不仅仅是人类在忍受这些苦难，就是世上的受造之物，所有的受造之物，他们都是在忍受一些苦难。
You know that God created our world to be perfect.He didn't intend for there to be tsunamis and earthquakes and volcanoes and for pollution to take over and for species to become extinct.
你们知道，当神造我们的世界的时候，一切都是完美的。他并没有希望那些海啸、地震、这些自然的灾难，还有污染等等灾难来毁坏我们所居住的地球。
His original plan didn't even have death in nature. There was no animal eating animal or man eating of animals.
在他原本的计划当中，甚至没有死亡，也更没有动物互相蚕食，人类也不去吃动物。
But when sin entered the world, when man rebelled against God, there were four key relationships that were broken.
但是当人类犯罪以后，四个关键的这种关系就被败坏了。
Our relationship with God was broken. Our relationship with each other was broken.
我们和神的关系被破坏了，我们人们之间的关系也被破坏了。
Our relationship with ourself was broken as well. The way we see ourselves and feel about ourselves.
人和他自己的关系也被破坏了。
But the fourth relationship that was broken was the relationship between man and nature. The creation itself is impacted by sin.
第四个关系的败坏就是人类和他所居住环境的关系。
In verse 22, Paul says that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time.
22节说，我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到如今。
So while we wait,For Jesus to return in this hope of heaven and a new life and a new heaven and a new earth, so does nature, so does our world also await the same thing.
所以当我们基督徒热切盼望主基督再来， 并且他带来新天地的时候，整个的宇宙万物也是在盼望着这一时刻的到来。
And one of the other ways God wants to bring good out of these bad things that would happen in our life is he wants us to consider if there might be some meaning to the suffering we are enduring.
还有第三个功课要学的就是想一想神在我们忍受的苦难当中有没有好的旨意。
The book of James, the Apostle James says, to consider it joy when we encounter various trials, because those trials produce perseverance, and perseverance develops godly character in our lives.
雅各书曾经说过，我们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
Here's a very important truth. First, I want to share this quote with you from Pastor John Ortberg. He said, God is not at work producing the circumstances I want. Translate that part.
他跟大家分享一个牧师曾经说过的话。那个牧师说，神不会去把这个环境改变。
We think that's what God's there for. God, make my life great. Do what I want you to do in my life, God.
但是很多人却是这样向神的期待，因为他都是想说，神啊，我现在不喜欢现在的种种环境，你给他改变一下。
Ortberg said, that's not God's purpose.
但是这并不是神的旨意。
But he is at work in bad circumstances producing the me that he wants.
但是神却是在坏的环境当中做工来改变我自己。
Whether God brings that difficulty into your life as a trial, or he uses something that happens to us, he always wants to bring good out of bad.
无论是神把这种坏的环境带到我们的生活当中做一种试炼，还是神来利用某个坏的环境帮助我们改变，这都是神对我们好的旨意，他想要从我们的坏的经历当中带出好的结果。
It's important we realize that God does not create all of our pain and suffering just to accomplish his will in us.
我们要知道神 God does not
create bad things, pain and suffering just to accomplish his will in our lives.
He does not.
他
说神并不是来就是为了成就他自己的旨意来诚心在我们的生活中来制造一切的困苦。
He may do that sometimes, but most of the time, he uses bad situations that happen due to our free will and sin in the world.
神有的时候确实是会这样做，但是很多时候却是因为我们自己由于自由意志的选择，做出错误的选择，而招致一些坏的环境情形，但是神会利用这些情形来帮助我们。
He seeks to redeem them. He seeks to bring good out of something that is bad.
神在这种环境当中向我们伸手要把我们救出来。
And when we face pain of that kind, to know that this pain could potentially have purpose in our life gives us much more ability to deal with that pain and suffering.
当我们身处这种环境当中，我们知道神是会这样对我们的进行帮助的时候，我们就可以有忍耐。
Let me give you two examples. First, babies.
给大家两个例子。第一个例子就是小婴儿。
Many of you ladies here have given birth to children, and in the process, you endured a lot of pain and suffering.
在座的很多女生都经过生孩子的痛苦。
It's not easy to have a baby. It takes a lot of work, and there's a lot of physical pain that women go through in order to birth a child.
生个孩子很不容易，要经过很多肉体上的痛苦。
Knowing that, when they go into it, why do you think so many women keep having babies? And why do some have 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 babies after enduring all of that pain?
但是我们知道，全世界的女生都知道这个事实，但是为什么她们还一而再、再而三的去生孩子呢？
Because it's pain with a purpose.
但是因为他们知道他们当时所受的苦是有目的的。
You know that pain will eventually go away and that something great, a a new little child that you can hold in your arms will be produced by you enduring that pain.
因为你知道你当时受的苦总会过去的，在痛苦过去之后，你就会抱着你新生的婴儿享受无限的幸福。
Perhaps you like to work out. Maybe you're an athlete.
还有你们作为一个运动员也会去锻炼。
Why spend so much time at the gym, lifting weights, running, riding bicycles, beating your muscles, and making excruciating pain in your own body?
为什么要忍受如此多的痛苦来折磨你的身体，折磨你的肌肉呢？
We do it for a purpose, to compete better in athletics, to get ourselves in shape, to keep our hearts healthy.
因为我们做这些都是有目的的，是为了让自己的身体健康，让自己的心血管强壮。
When we see that God has a purpose and He can use many of the hardships in our life to grow us stronger as Christians, it gives us a better perspective of how we can endure those hardships.
当我们意识到这一点的时候，看到自己生活中的困苦，我们知道神总是会利用这些困苦带给我们美好的祝福。这时你就会有更大的忍耐。
Sometimes the meaning and the purpose that God has only becomes clear a long ways down the road, perhaps many years.
通常你当时忍受的苦，要到很久以后才发现你的收获。
When I was in college, when I was in middle school, my mother became deathly ill, and she had a very bad illness all.The time up until I was a college student.
牧师他上初中的时候，他妈妈就被诊断得了一种很难治的病。这个病一直到他上大学的时候。
She died when I was in college.
他上大学的时候，母亲去世了。
And what looked like this horrible tragedy in my life, and it left a lot of pain in me, God used to bring me to know Him eventually.
好像当时他受了很多的苦，心中有很多的痛苦，但是神却借着当时的痛苦带领牧师认识了他。
So I look at that painful situation, and it never was a good thing, but God brought good from it, because I wouldn't be here today preaching to you if that situation had not happened.
虽然那时候他受了很多的苦，但是他现在看到那时候，他知道。如果不受当时的苦，今天就不会站在这里给大家讲道。
I don't for a minute believe that God killed my mother so I could become a Christian.
但是他知道神并没有去把他妈妈弄死，就为了让他成为一个基督徒。
She was subject to disease just like many people in our world are.
他的母亲得病会死去，就像世界上很多很多的人一样。
But God redeemed that bad situation in my life, and He wants to do the same thing in your life.
但是神就把那个不好的一个处境变作一个好的结果，就像他在你们身上做的一样。
Paul goes on to tell us in Romans that we should rely on the Holy Spirit to take us through suffering. That's another way to cooperate with God.
另外还有一个与神同工的关键，就是要依靠圣灵的帮助。
Verse 22 says, We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have?But if we hope for what we do not have, we wait for it patiently.
22-25. 我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
There's a little side note I want to share with you here. It's a memo to Christians today.
另外再想给大家讲一个注解，就是给所有基督徒的一个注解。
Like God sending you a text right now.
就好像是神现在给你们发一条短信一样。
It's okay as a Christian to groan when life gets hard.
如果生活艰难的时候，你们是可以叹息的。
I think oftentimes in the church, we come in and we think, I've got to put on a good front and pretend that everything's great and just have a big smile on my face all the time.
很多人来到教会就想我一定要装出一副很刚强的样子，好像一切都很好。
If I lose my job or my baby dies or my teenager runs off and does drugs or my husband leaves me, I just got to keep smiling and being a happy Christian.
甚至是如果你丢了工作，孩子去世了，或者孩子不听话跑掉了，或者你的配偶跑掉了，这时候有的人还要装出一副若无其事的样子。
The Bible shows us and God is telling us it's okay to express your emotion. When you have something bad happen, don't pretend that everything's fine. We need, Ecclesiastes tells us there's a time to mourn, there's a time to cry, there's a time to express what you're feeling inside to others and to God.
神告诉我们，我们是应该有表达自己情感的这个权利的，就像传道书讲到，生有时，死有时，哭有时，笑有时，所以你们该怎么样的时候就该怎么样。
If you're hurting today, there's some pain in your life, you're going through a difficulty, I'd encourage you to find somebody, a friend, or your pastor, he would love to have you come and tell him all your problems and to groan all day long into his ear.
如果你们生活中面临劳苦愁烦，需要宣泄的话，你们就可以找一个朋友或者找你们的牧师，相信牧师一定会很高兴倾听大家的这种困苦，他会听一天也不会烦的。
Yeah. Amen. God tells us to bear each other's burdens and pray for each other, but we can't do that unless we're real enough to say, you know, I'm really hurting right now and I need help.
神让我们彼此担当重担，但是如果你自己的重担不告诉给别人知道，别人怎么样替你分担呢？
Sometimes as we're trying to express our groans and our frustration to God, we don't even know what to pray. We don't know how to speak to him.
当有时候我们很心里面很愁苦的时候，都不知道该怎么样祷告，怎么样向神求。
That's where the Holy Spirit comes in.
那时候就要靠圣灵的帮助。
Verse 26, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God.
26-27节说，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
God will actually through his spirit read our hearts and lift up our prayers to him when you don't know what to say, when you can't even really voice the words in prayer. The Holy Spirit will intercede for you.
神通过他的圣灵体察我们的心，我们如果说不出话的时候，圣灵会亲自叹息替我们祷告。
And then we come to our key verse, Romans 8:28.
然后就是我们的关键词。
And you've heard this verse before, no doubt, many of you have.
大家都听过这句话很多次了。
It's a great promise of God, but it's a promise that has two conditions in it. It's important that you understand what those conditions are, because you won't experience the truth of the promise unless you follow those conditions.
这是神对我们的应许，我们通常都知道这个应许，但是忘了还有两个条件。
He says, we know that in all things God will work together for the good of those, one, who love him, two, who have been called according to his purpose.
二十八节说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。 这里面有两个条件，第一就是爱神的人，第二是按他旨意被召的人。
It's important that we continue to trust God to transform the bad things to good by following his calling and continuing to love him throughout.
我们可以通过去顺服神的呼召，并且不断的爱他，来祈求他把坏的变成好的。
When you're angry about bad things that have happened in your life, I encourage you direct your anger to the right source, not to God.
当你在对这个生活中发生的坏事有一些个愤怒的时候，你不要把愤怒转嫁到神的身上。
So many people blame God for these bad things in their life when really somebody caused it or they caused it themselves.
有很多人把这种 生命中遇到坏的事情去向神发泄愤怒，没有意识到是他们自己也许造成了自己现今的情景。
I'll be the first to say that I do not have perfect faith. I slip up in my own relationship with God.
牧师他也曾经经历过，他对神的信心也是一点点建立的。他以前也曾经跟神有过一些这种不好的这种
But with all the hardships and heartaches that I've had in my life,
但是他经历的生命中的困苦。
I've had family members die and become injured, financial struggles, relationship problems.
他的家人有受伤的，有生病的，他也遇到了经济的一些困境。
Health problems, church disappointments.
他也遇到了健康的问题，还有甚至来自教会的一些压力。
I've never yet blamed God, though, or stopped following him, trusting him, or loving him.Because he's the one I turn to in the midst of those difficulties.
但是他从来没有在面对这些坏事的时候向神抱怨，因为他知道在这些事情发生的时候，他需要向神呼求，寻求他的帮助。
When you hit a difficulty in your life, you have two choices: Will I continue to follow God, or will I turn away from God?
当你遇到困境的时候，你会有一个选择：你是去转向神，离神更亲近呢？还是不离神，离开神呢？
Sometimes, and Paul even addressed this, we need to trust him even when we can't see him there.
保罗说，甚至当我们看不到神做工的时候，你也要相信。
I heard a story of a family, their house caught on fire, and the mother and father took the children, and they ran outside.
有一家人，房子着火了，父母把孩子抱起来，跑到外面。
They watched their two-story house burn. All of a sudden, they saw their youngest son in an upper window, and he was crying out for help.
他们看到自己两层楼房正在火中坍塌，他们最小的儿子在顶层呼叫。
He couldn't see his family through all the smoke, but his father began to yell to him. He said, "Just jump! I'll catch you. I'm waiting right under the window to catch you."
他在窗子那边，他因为有烟，所以看不到外面。但是他就在呼叫，他爸爸在底下说：“你跳下来，跳下来，我接住你。”
The son called back to his dad, "But dad, I can't see you. I'm afraid to jump."
但是他儿子说：“我看不见你在哪儿，我不敢跳。”
His father said, "I know you can't see me, but I can see you, and I'm going to catch you. Just trust me."
他爸爸说：“你虽然看不见我，但是我看得见你，你就跳好了，我肯定能接住你，放心。”
That father is like God with us.
那个父亲就像神，我们的天父。
He knows you can't see him.
他知道你看不到他。
He knows that sometimes in your life it feels like God isn't there.
他知道你有时候在生命中感觉不到他的存在。
Your prayers are just hitting the ceiling and bouncing back.
好像你的祷告飞到天花板上又掉了下来。
He says, "I see you. Trust me."
他说我能看到你，你相信。
I think the final key to allowing God to bring good from bad is this last truth, and that is to trust God that He will ultimately prevail, and so will we.
另外，最后一个关键就是，一定要相信，在事情的末了，神最终将会得胜。
There's a business writer named Jim Collins who wrote a best-selling book called Good to Great.
有一个很有名的人写了一本书，叫做《从好到伟大》。
In the book, he interviews a Medal of Honor military admiral from the United States.
他采访了很多,
the admiral's name was Jim Stockdale, and he was shot down in the Vietnam War, and he was taken prisoner by the Vietnamese and tortured in prison for many, many years.
他采访了一个将军，曾经在越战当中被俘，关在监狱里很多年。
He ultimately was set free and went on to live a successful life.
他后来被放出来，以后事业很成功。
So Collins interviews him at Stanford University and says, "What's the key to you making it?"
所以这个作者就去采访这个将军，问他说。 你能挺过来的关键是什么?
Stockdale said this.
那个将军说,
I never lost faith in the end of the story, he said.
他说我从来也不会去放弃我对这个节目的这个结局的信心。
I never doubted that I would get out and also that I would prevail in the end.
我从来没怀疑过我会被放出来，我也从来没有怀疑过我一定会得胜。
And turn the experience into the defining event of my life, which in retrospect I would not trade away.
我现在往前看，看我以前的生活，我不会去换这个，用任何东西去换我这段经历，因为我知道我会出来会更好。
He had this rock solid assurance in his mind that he would ultimately prevail.
因为他的头脑中有这样一个非常坚定的信念，就是他终将得胜。
It's the kind of assurance that Christians have because we know that our God will ultimately prevail no matter how dark and no matter how bad the circumstances in our lives get here.
就像我们基督徒所坚信的一样，无论生活中发生多么黑暗、多么困苦的事情，我们相信神终将得胜。
And that if you're a follower of Jesus, and he is ultimately prevailing, that means you will ultimately prevail with Christ.
如果你是主耶稣基督的信徒，你知道他终将得胜，那么你也会得胜。Listen
to how Paul finishes up this chapter of Romans with a great promise of God.
现在看一看保罗如何结束这一章，告诉我们一个神宝贵的应许。Verses
38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
38-39节，因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物。 都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。I'm
going to pray for our time and for God to be at work in each of our lives right now.
现在牧师带我们祷告。And
I don't know all of your situations or all of your names, but God does.
牧师不知道在座各位的名字，还有你们所处的环境，但是神知道。
Lord God, we trust you as the great and loving God that you are.
我主我神，我们相信你，你是爱我们的主。
We trust that no matter how many bad things happen in our life, no matter how dark the day may look, that you will ultimately be able to bring good from that.
我们坚信，不论我们现在眼前的处境是如何的黑暗，没有希望，我们知道。
You are the great Redeemer. You've redeemed our lives from sin. And so, God, we trust that you can take any situation in our life and bring good from it.
We trust that you can take any situation in our life and bring good from it. 你都会使坏的变成好的。
God, for any that are here today struggling with difficulties and trials in their lives,
我们今天为在座的一切正在与环境与困苦做斗争的人祷告。
I pray that you would give them the ability to keep trusting you and following you and loving you.
赐给他们能力，让他们能够继续相信你，爱你，跟随你。
And that you will help them to ultimately prevail.
你会帮助他们最终得胜。
In Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. You know, at the end of the service, you all go down to have dessert, I think. Fellowship.
要下去用茶点，最后。
But I'd be happy to pray with any of you that have some difficulty going on right now. Would just like a word of prayer, and I'm sure Pastor Jonathan would join in that as well. So I just want to invite you, if you'd like to come up at the end of the service for prayer, I'd be happy to pray with you.
如果大家有什么事情想让牧师跟你一起祷告的话，请来到前面，然后Dave牧师和我们的牧师会一起为你们祷告。
Amen.